We should just start. They're giving us the thumbs up.
Okay, so it's good to see you all for this screening of Killer of Sheep. We are here to give you some sort of introduction to this film. It was released in 1977, and it was shot in Watts in 1972, and that's the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles, in 1972 and 1973, and then they did additional shooting in 1975. It was actually the director, Charles Burnett's thesis film at the University of California at Los Angeles, which he submitted in 1977. He was part of what's known to among, you know, to those of us who are in sort of film studies and film circles as he was part of the LA Rebellion film movement, which is a group of people who were trained at UCLA in the 1970s and through the mid-1980s as part of an initiative to generate and support filmmaking by people of color. So there are varied kind of films that are part of the LA Rebellion film movement. There's no one aesthetic that kind of characterizes it, and it's not also something that has until recently been well understood because a lot of the films were out of circulation. So one of the things that's exciting about this film and the LA Rebellion in general is that it's now, this was re-released in 2007. It's been restored, and a lot of the films from the LA Rebellion film movement also have been restored and are being archived at UCLA. So one of the things that I thought I wanted to sort of give you a sense of to situate Killer of Sheep in relationship to the LA Rebellion is to show you a clip from another film that's one of the well-known ones from that time period. So I want to show a beginning sequence from a film called Bush Mama by Haile Gerima, which came out in 1979. Haile Gerima is an Ethiopian-American filmmaker. This film was shot in 1975, and Charles Burnett, who's the director of Killer of Sheep, actually did the camera work on Bush Mama. So this film is different from Killer of Sheep, and in part I want to show it to you because of the contrast.
Special diet for you, new spouse.
Okay, so this is the introduction then of the main character of Bush Mama, a woman named Dorothy. And one of the things that I wanted to sort of call to your attention is this, the dense soundscape in this film. So there's a way in which, you know, part of the way that the LA Rebellion filmmakers thought of themselves was that they were trying to do a kind of filmmaking that would fly in the face of the Hollywood filmmaking that was being done right in the same city, right, and printing out images of black people at the time. So this, I think we can think of as something like a cinematic hand grenade, right? So Haile Dreema was trying to sort of, you know, give a very different image of what could be. And Killer of Sheep, the film that we're going to watch tonight, I think is really actually more in line with the presentation that we just heard from Sadia Hartman. There's a way in which Killer of Sheep, even though sound is also very important to the film, uses sound differently, but also engages with the questions that the LA Rebellion filmmakers were concerned with around the representation of African Americans in a different way. So Killer of Sheep is more contemplative. So whereas something like Bush Mama you can think of as like a cinematic hand grenade, I think Killer of Sheep is more like a slow burn.
Kara, I'm AJ. I mean, I've seen this film so many times. Actually, I studied with Haile Dreema at Howard University. I think Haile had been at Howard maybe about 3 or 4 years when I got there. This is 79, 80, I guess. He introduced me to Charles Burnett. I actually worked with Charles on his second feature, My Brother's Wedding, which he did after Killer Sheep in 81, 82, I guess. So I've known Charles for a while now, I guess. I mean, I would just say two things quickly. One is like, this is a film that's kind of by consensus, I would say, considered the greatest black American film ever made by filmmakers, you know, by black filmmakers. It's about the only film that everybody can kind of agree on. I've heard it called everything from Our Invisible Man to, you know, Our Sula, all kinds of stuff. I mean, so it's a really incredible film. You know, you guys will see it and you'll come as impressive. I was talking to Charles last summer and I asked him, I said, Charles, why do you think like the film has the kind of staying power that it's had? And he said, because everything in it happened. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, like everything in it happened. He said, either it happened to me or it happened to somebody that I knew. And I thought that was really interesting because I do think it brings up an aspect of the film that maybe you guys can be conscious of as you're watching it. I like to say about Killer Sheep, it's a bit of a Trojan horse film because on the surface it's a documentary, or at least as Carol just saying, we were talking a second ago, it's like neorealism or something like this. It gives the impression that it's a documentary, but actually that it's a quite an experimental film. Actually, once you get past the sort of signifiers of documentary and stuff, and you actually allow yourself to just go with it, you'll see that it's put together in a very particular kind of way. I think it's very much modeled on the way black people in particular speak. It's very digressive. It doesn't have a big overall plot. It's very character-driven. It goes from incident to incident. So, you know, I don't want to go on and on about it, but just... it's a really amazing film. I think this is the best that we've produced so far. And I think it's sort of a marker for where black cinema and the whole question of what black cinema could be could go. So having said that, I hope you enjoy it. So.